people say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
Yeah, cause I'm getting older. Like, my balls already look like that, to be honest with you. I'm all balls anyway.
Well, I suffer from a condition known as testicularis americanus. My testicles are quite heavy.
You have done a lot of drugs in your life. The intro has been. What's up, folks? Thank you for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. Yesterday, if you just listened to the previous episode, it got fucking sideways in here, and there was five or six extremely attractive women, and now these are my guests for today. So I'll let everybody introduce themselves and drop their socials. I think it's going to take Nick the longest, so you guys go ahead and intro yourselves.
My name's Will Mosley. You can find me at Will Mosley Music. Mosley spelled with two E's, Mosley.
So good. What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Furnace kicking on, I think.
I forgot there's somebody else here.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Riley.
What camera is it? This one?
Yeah. Okay. Hey,
I'm Riley Anderson at Riley Anderson Music, all platforms.
We are really going to fuck this up.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Considering me and you just took 1,000 milligrams of psilocybin. Yes.
Can we say that?
Yeah, you can. I mean, as long as this airs in Canada, that's where it came from. all right, boys. Damn. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Name's Mike Hamilton, welder, fabricator, buddy of Tuck here. Just a little bit of help.
Hell yeah. And then the man.
Me?
Yeah, fuck
it. This is cool. This is new. I'm Tuck Farn. I've managed to build a little following on TikTok, and now I think I'm going to try to expand to more platforms. We recently launched TuckFarnMerchandiseStore.com, where you can get my merch, and I'd appreciate it if you'd buy some, because we need some money to put into this. I've got a lot of good ideas, and I'd love to see them come to fruition, and I can promise you that I will. I will try.
That was the most politician shit I've ever heard.
I'm high as
if
hell.
You buy,
I'm high as hell. I got up and started consuming the devil's lettuce, and so, then I took a shit, and so, then I smoked some more.
Clibbins.
This is gonna get it. This is gonna be good. I just played. So for those who haven't heard, me and Tuck here the other day, probably about 2-3 weeks ago, we did a show with our buddy Rebel, and I invited them both to come to Nashville because I was like, you know what, these dudes are funny. And like I was telling y'all last night, like you're authentic. Like you can tell, like what you put out there, like on social media, is you. And it's not a gimmick. Like I don't really like gimmicks. I like authentic people. Like, and that's where you're gonna keep being creative and funny when other people can't be. And that's why I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get him to Nashville, and I'm going to put him in front of a fucking camera in a room with all of us and see if he can still be funny and hang out. And yesterday, you fucking made me laugh my dick off all day.
Well, thank you. See, I've kind of taken it slow getting into this game, if you will, for a while, because I wanted to make sure that I set a pace for myself that is realistic. I want to be able to perform at a pace to where I can be consistent, because if I manage to find my success in a level of comfort for me, then I never have to write.
Yeah.
You know, I can deliver those results. And before I really pulled the trigger on the platform becoming big, I wanted to make sure I had all my ducks in a row and make sure I'm creatively able to create this humor. Because, man, I just kind of have my own particular take on a lot of just real life shit. You know, like the world is not necessarily what you see on TV. There are a lot of harsh realities. And at this point, it's like I've survived and I'm ready to just get the laughs out of it. You know, and just to shoot all the viewers straight, yeah, I want to start doing this for money. Like, I want to get paid, But I can promise you, I've set a pace for myself that's realistic. I can do this every day.
How high are you right now?
Goddamn, I'm trying to tone it down.
You're not doing a good job of it.
Because I want to be, I always want to be honest, you know? I want to communicate to my viewers because that's the whole thing. It's real. It's very real. It's very in the raw, you know? I've kind of, I'm a guy who's pretty intellectual, but at the same time, I've lived this, I've got this weird Kentucky life that's a perfect storm for being able to bridge a lot of gaps in communication. Like, I'm a pretty smart guy.
We desperately need to get him and James in a room together.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so we got this buddy James, and congratulations to him and Damaris, by the way. They just had their baby girl, and she is fucking beautiful. But he's from Kentucky, and we don't understand. What?
He's from Virginia.
I thought he was from Kentucky.
Virginia.
Okay, well, he talks like he's Kentucky.
It'd be like banjo and fucking mandolin talking. Like,
yeah, yeah, because you sound like him.
Yeah.
And it's weird. Like, there's a lot of shit that you say. That is him just sped the fuck up.
Yeah, a lot of... Fuck, it's a matter of... I was kind of blessed with a certain level of intellect. And then a bunch of shit storms later. And now I've just ended up in this place. High as fuck. Trying to figure out how to... It's your turn to talk now.
See, this is why I can't get high for a show. That'll be one.
Here's the thing. There's a new format for me. There's a new format for me, and I'm trying to adjust to it, and I'm trying too hard. I really need to settle in, and then we'll get some shit going.
Yeah, so that's why the conversation we were having before, that's what you just want to roll over into this. Yeah. I mean, it's just, we was talking bullshit. I guess if you're tuning in to listen to this right now, it's not because they want fucking to be read a book. Yeah. They want to deep dive into our conversation and eavesdrop on it. Yep. Like, that's all you got to do. I know you was asking me like some stuff last night because you're wanting to start this stuff. Like, my favorite episodes are with folks like Riley and Will, like just us bullshitting and just having fun. It's way more fun than what's yesterday and like those girls and everything. That's fun as fuck too. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, sitting here all day and just hanging out with them, I had a good time.
Right.
But what are you pointing at?
Oh, the one point another no.
Why do you have a?
I product placing shit for free. No,
you've heard of brown bag, and this is plastic bag.
If they want to hook it up, this bag will come off. But till then, I'm drinking just a bottle of water.
Dasani is not going to be a sponsor on this show. I don't know. With them bitches yesterday, there was enough wet in here that they could have been.
There that went. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just looked down and I was like, did he put a cape on his water bottle or something? Like, is that some special water?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering too when I saw it.
No, we're in it to win it.
Or 40.
We're fucking here.
What's fucked up is yesterday where you two were sitting, I kept looking up the whole time and there would be crotch shots the whole time. And now my eyes are still looking at crotch shots. So all I'm seeing is Will's nuts.
Yeah.
Riley's nuts this whole time. Man. That's a good view.
Hey, I mean, there ain't much, but it's honest work.
Oh, God. I should have got high. I feel like this conversation's dragging already.
No, it's not.
So, Tuck, what do you think about the shit we've done so far?
Man, it's been a lot of fun. It's definitely an adventure. Like, I'm kind of too backwoods, really. It's an overstimulating environment. You know, the city life, that's going to be an adjustment if I'm going to be performing and stuff. I got to get off this goddamn serious shit. That's a problem.
No, serious shit's fun. You can't be funny all the time. Nobody can. That's why the people that are good at this shit, you can crack a joke, but you can also make people cry. You can be heartfelt. You can do a lot of shit. Being funny all the time is fucking exhausting, and it's impossible. You talk about keeping pace while ago, like you're setting this up for your pay. Don't think that you're a comedian. The second you think you're a comedian, you're going to try to make everything fucking funny. It ain't funny. I went to a show the other night. Shout out to my boy, Alex Morrison, who had us out the other night. I like this old boy. He's funny as fuck. But it was a stand-up show, and it was horrible besides for him. Like, I saw five comedians that made me realize I'm a good enough storyteller that I could get up there and tell a story, like script it out and know, well, just say you got 5 minutes. I can write 5 minutes of dialogue, no problem. Because if that's considered comedy, it ain't. It ain't even kind of funny. Alex was good. The rest of them were like, some of the guys were like, I looked them up afterwards. There's people that grew a following on TikTok and thought because they made people laugh on TikTok, that they made funny shit on TikTok, that they could be a comedian. If you can't tell a story and you don't have that just captivating thing. Like today at Live Oak, it's not about being funny. Like I was telling you last night, like you have to be artist friendly. You have to know what rooms you're in and all this type of shit. I'm not going there. I'm supposed to make the artist look good today when I'm on stage with them. That is what I'm supposed to do. I'm not supposed to make myself look good. And a lot of people are just so concerned with how do I look right now? Yeah, they get tied up in that shit. You're not a comedian. I'm not a comedian. We met Uncle Laser last night. I forgot we met Uncle Laser last night, too. He is way fucking smaller than I thought he was going to be, by the way.
He wasn't. He was shorter than I expected.
Yeah,
but
he's still jacked.
Dude was jacked. He was cut.
Yeah.
Apologize for being on my phone.
Oh, you're good. I don't give a shit. I'm going to be on mine in just a second when I check Opus Clips.
Trying to figure out what I want to eat for lunch.
That a boy. But yeah, dude, you can't. Don't think about it like that. Like, you can be serious. I actually, some of the serious conversations we've had, when you got to go off the deep end, like when I made the joke a while ago, like, damn, you've done a lot of drugs in your life. It's made your brain or whatever, it's made you where you're unique, and a conversation with you is fucking fun. And the way you veer off real fucking quick sometimes when it's not even funny, it's entertaining as fuck.
But it's all real, though.
Yeah, that's what's good about it.
Well, if you want to veer off, we can.
Here's a key.
Speaking of veering, okay, one of the reasons why I've kind of arrived at this weird place in my life is I was an addict, a recovering addict, I guess they call it. I don't know if recovery for me is really the word, because I feel like in my brain you never recover. You're never fully who you were.
Yeah,
I like the word adapt. You kind of figure out where you're at now and you adapt to deal with it. And I overdosed at one point, and I almost lost my life. I was Narcan'd a lot because they thought it was fentanyl, and it wasn't really. I just got my brain a little hot. And I had two near-death experiences, if you will, back-to-back, as in the pineal gland went kaboom twice in like 20 minutes, you know, and I survived. But, man, they ain't lying to you. When that motherfucker goes off, you change. And I'm still in this process of figuring out who I am and what I want to be and how to deal with pressures that come, because I never meant to really blow up. I've always been trying to be just, I'm just out there fucking with an algorithm.
Yeah.
You know, I'm out there just fucking with an algorithm. That's my daily life. I've seen a lot of shit, and I want to put it on paper in a way that it illustrates, okay, this shit is funny in this simplicity when you dumb it down this far.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I've lived it. I've seen it. I've been there. And it's forming in who I am, and I'm learning how to be who I am now. I'm coming up on 2 years clean.
That's good, dude. Proud of you.
I appreciate it. But there's a lot of adaptation going on, and, you know, I'm realizing that there definitely is more pressure in this setting. You know, I'm sweating like a whore in church right now. I feel like a little bitch. I thought I'd show up and rock this motherfucker, and I've been awkward for 15 goddamn minutes. You know what I mean? But then again, I smoked so much, goddamn much, I started over fucking thinking. It's just like, I got to dial in, because when I'm just right, high.
Yeah.
When I'm just right, that's why I'm so good at being able to fuck with this algorithm. When I get to just the dead ass nuts point of smoking just cannabis, you know, I will get to a point where these creativity fucking things happen in my brain. I'm like, that's goddamn hilarious. And then within 30 seconds, or 30 minutes max, depending on how hard I want to try, I've got that bitch snipped up. And if it fucking sucks, fuck it. I've made 1,000 goddamn videos.
Yeah.
You know? But sometimes it's funnier than hell, but it's got to be just right. And I went too far, and I'm coming back now, and I appreciate your patience with me.
You're fine. Yeah. I mean, it happens. You said something right here, though, like you thought you was going to get on here and rock this.
Yeah.
It takes... I do other shows. Like, I'll go do some stuff with Raised Rowdy, and then I'll be on their podcast. Been on a couple different people's shows or whatever. That mindset gets me in trouble anytime I've ever had it. Anytime, to where you think you're going to get on there and you're going to, I'm going to wow the socks off this motherfucker or whatever. Never happens like that. You just really have to be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, dude, I'm in my own hands. You know the THX thing when a movie starts and it goes,
yeah,
that's fucking me right now.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
They showed up, baby. But they're here.
Yeah, I love you so goddamn. I'm so glad you're here. But
who is that?
You can't have that mindset because you just got to be you. You got to know that you being the everyday version of you is going to be good enough, and that's why somebody invited you onto the show. That's why somebody invited you to come hang out, to be part of content or whatever, right? Is I don't expect you to be fucking mind-blowing the whole time. That shit is exhausting. I had to do, I probably did it for a year or two, to where like I thought I had to be on all the fucking time, and I overdid it all the fucking time. As far as I would try, I'd be sitting there and I'd be constantly thinking, what am I going to say next that's funny? I'd almost be looking for things around and being like, oh yeah, I'm going to turn this into a joke. Like, or as soon as you start to say something, I would already get a punchline in my fucking head or something, right? Because I want to be the funny guy. I want to be the entertaining guy. Mm-mm, don't do that. It's exhausting for one, but then two, people are like, that dude's fucking trying really hard right now. And then it gets to where that trying really hard in your head that you think is good is you're kind of making an ass out of yourself. You haven't. I'm saying I've done it before.
It takes the authenticity out of
it. That's exactly what it does. It takes it to where you're not being real. You're being that character. And that character is only for when that fucking screen is on or whatever. Like most of the time, dude, if you're around us recording, doing whatever, like you'll see today. Today is probably my favorite thing to do, being around the artists and everything at Live Oak and all that kind of stuff. I won't be on it all, more than likely. Like, but it's not my job to make me look good today. It is my job to make whoever I'm up there with look good. So don't ever think you ain't got to do that. We want you here just because of your chill ass self. If you throw a punchline or something in there every once in a while when somebody puts it on a tee for you, knock that bitch out the park. But besides that, fucking be chill with it, dude.
It's definitely a mind game for me right now. Like it's every time I try to move forward in this whole thing, I realize that I need to be humbled a little bit. You know what I mean? Because I'm confident. I am confident because I'm a funny guy. You know, I've heard that enough times. I've done enough shit. You know, but overthinking is definitely an enemy of mine. I'll overthink shit to death.
Yeah.
You know, it takes me 5 minutes and I'm about to shit my goddamn pants panicking over something that's not even a fucking issue.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, just know you're doing good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it was cool. Like even last night, like just being around you, I was like, just gotta get it in the right environment, you know, fine tune it a little bit. That's good. It's good. It's
you
good.
Got a problem with shit in your pants.
Several stories. I don't have a gallbladder.
Don't either. I know what you're talking about.
All right, as soon as you get that earlier, he's telling a story about shitting up his bag.
As soon as you get that goddamn, mine's my pancreas. Yeah, that's when I got took out. As soon as you got that bitch took out, I was like a fucking express lane now. I eat anything with grease, I'm shitting 5 minutes later.
Yeah, you peep the bathroom of the place before you even sit down.
Yeah.
You know, like you shit through a screen door, not touch a water.
That's what fucking happens.
Yeah.
How did we just get on shit?
I don't know.
Because he was talking about shit in his pants.
Oh, because he said he shit his pants. I said, you got a problem with shit in your pants? Because he was just telling us another story about shit in his pants.
Oh. You know what's going to be real good is when me and you shit our pants in about 30 minutes from right now.
Then you're going to send us something.
When
like
that
this.
Fucking 1,000 milligrams. Don't do it. Do it. Yeah, you do it. You can do it. You do it. It's funny.
Sound like a creaky door open.
For those who don't, if you've never heard us tell this story on the show before, Riley likes to voice memo his farts. And then he likes to send us.
To the group chat.
So we'll wake up with fucking Riley's farts all the time.
Well, we all stay gone so far apart from each other for so long. Like, I just
that you feel like you have to shit on us.
I got to send you a little bit of my love. I mean, if I ain't at the house and you can hear me, I mean, you know, hey, it's like my equivalent of blowing a kiss.
Good job, Will.
I'm gassy, baby. I'm gassy. That's good, though. I've been on probiotics and shit.
Really? Yeah. I have severe gut problems, and I'm fixing to have to like start going to the doctor, and I am scared to death about it.
You gonna get you a colonic?
Oh, bitch, I should be cleaned out. Like, I should be good and cleaned out.
They say you get a colonic, like, you'll find that bubble gun that you ate when you was 12 and shit.
That's what somebody was telling me the other day.
Or like, you ate a quarter, they'll find two dimes and a nickel in that motherfucker.
Yeah, I've got whatever it's called, gastro. I've always had it. Like, but it's like,
gastritis?
Something like that. I can't remember what it's fucking called. But it's like, I'll wake up and like, I'm cramping.
Yeah, like real sensitive to like hot foods and stuff.
But I love hot foods and shit. Like it don't really fuck
sometimes
me up.
It's just worth.
Yeah, know, yeah. But like I'll wake up and I'll feel like my whole fucking stomach is just flexing, like, and it hurts so fucking bad. And it's the amount of gas that my intestine.
You've been checked for ulcers?
Yeah,
yeah. Because that's what I just went through. I lost 70 pounds in a year from ulcers. I had stomach ulcers, alpha gal. So I was eating beef I shouldn't have been eating, and similar issues and. Everything changes, and I have no gallbladder, so all that changed. Mm-hmm. And you know, you talk about that stuff. I don't want to share too much, but the corn that you eat doesn't get processed well.
Yeah.
And when you have an issue like that, weeks later, when you're getting healed from 11 pills a day for a month, that corn starts to reappear, and it's the same kind of situation where it's just hidden throughout that track, that system. Wow. You know. So now I'm cleaned out, totally different system. I drink a lot of water, chicken, rice, no crazy beef products, no crazy processed stuff, and that's not fun.
That's another thing I'm scared about when I go to the doctor. He's going to try to tell me what I have to eat for the rest of my life.
It is rough. We ate a little bit. Like, I can have cheese pizza. Yeah. I requested cheese pizza when we ordered yesterday because I can't have certain meat, you know? So I try to work away that. Well, the alpha gal also causes, like, dairy issues if you have a high beef, you know, issue. So even too much cheese can cause me issues. So last night I was, you know, had gas and farting still. But the real problem is everything you're eating is inflaming your system.
Yeah.
That's what's really happening. It's inflammation across the board for everyone, and it takes a long time. I actually got to where I could feel inflammation changing. And then you'd run into that situation where you're feeling good, feeling bad, and you're like hyper aware because you felt so bad, and then it changes. And then it's absolutely different. So
do you feel better now?
Oh, dude, I'm 70 pounds lighter. I'm 215 right now. I was 285 like about a year ago, maybe a little more than a year. So I've lost over 70 pounds. And it's all been a little bit of exercise of just keeping moving. I'm a welder fabricator. I'm doing four-wheeler stuff with my boys all the time. So I'm always active. But I got heavy, you know. And 285 was a big number. But I think now, back to it, I'm like, where did it go? I wasted away. I was literally like dying, wasting away with an ulcer and processing issues for months before I figured out what the problem was. And it took about 3 weeks of time of puking almost every morning, waking up nauseous with excess stomach bile issues to realize, hey, I should probably go to the doctor. Because none of us want to go to the doctor. We don't want to do that. And if she checks me for ulcers and checks me for alpha gal, then I find I have a tick disease, so I have to deal with that. And, you know, it's...
You had a tick disease?
It's alpha gal is a tick disease. So it's a tick-borne illness. I'm allergic to beef, lamb, and pork, different things for different ticks. But some of them, you can get Rocky Mountain spotted fever. You can get all sorts of stuff. But I hunted a bunch and always took care of checking, but it still got me somehow. And I didn't even know that it had happened because I remember the last time I had a tick on me, which was probably 6 months to a year prior to that situation even starting. So I'm thinking, well, where did it come from? But it definitely came from a tick. You know, it's a blood test they do, and it comes back. And you can get it fixed with acupuncture, most likely in your ear, for like 2 weeks. The risk there is you're healed, and then you decide, oh, I'm going to eat some beef. And then you start eating again, and if it does come back, it comes back like 10 times worse. So for me, like, I don't eat beef. I don't eat pork. You know, it's just – and I don't eat lamb. Outside of that, I can eat everything else. So that's just, I don't even want to go back into that realm because it could go worse. And it was already pretty bad, basically.
Well, thanks for scaring me even fucking more.
Well, no, it's something to look at.
Before I go.
Yeah, you don't want it to sit too long because we don't want to go to the doctors. That's something, you know, some people just don't like.
I'm not a big fan of it at all. I know they're going to change everything about me.
And she never asked me. She didn't request my diet change. But I had, if you're eating stuff that's causing inflammation and causing you to get sick, you just have to stop. Like, and it may not be that for you, but the ulcers was a big thing and the gas that gets created from that. Because I went through 5 or 6 different diagnoses or whatever the word is. But they weren't sure until they did all that blood work.
Damn.
And that's the big thing. Do the blood work.
I'm pretty sure mine's from a shit ton of tequila. Oh, Gold Slogger when I was young.
Yeah. Well, even processed frozen food, all that stuff. I mean, everything's through all this history is causing that issue.
Yeah.
Inflammation for sure.
So it's probably been about 6 years now. I was about 330.
Wow, really?
I was like 330. My whole life, wow. I was very athletic.
I was too, about seventh grade.
You motherfucker.
Hey, on the stomach thing, if it means that I'm going to shit like a goose when I eat a bacon double cheeseburger, that's just a sacrifice I'm going to have to.
Well, and that's the other thing I'll tell you too, is the consistency. You're regular, you know, with the no gallbladder, you're regular, you're every day.
Oh, yeah.
The other difference I've noticed too is I had issues where it was different consistency and it was irregular. Now it's every day and it's way more structured like it should be because I'm eating a well-balanced diet. It's hard. It's hard.
No.
It's so hard to do. You know, it really is. Because even the food you try to buy at a store is not that good.
Yeah, you know? Mine is hot lava, 90%
of the hot lava.
Pushing mud.
Yeah, that's all it twitcher. Fucking is anymore.
You got the twitcher here?
Yeah, good God. Yeah, like
four-wheeler park.
About six years ago, I was like every bit of 330.
Wow.
And like I felt horrible all the time. I'd never been that big.
Right.
And it was where like I just got tired of feeling that way because I was athletic my whole life. Like all through high school, I was between 185 and 200,
right.
Like whole time. And that's what I was comfortable with. And then my daughter was born when I was 24 and I blew up because I didn't do.
How tall are you?
5'10 on a good day.
Yeah.
On a good day. Probably right now about 5'7", it feels like. I feel tall sometimes. Last night, being around fucking Peyton Manning and those fucking giants, you feel like a midget.
Oh, sure. I'm 6'2", and I was 285 for so many years. You see people that you think you're big against, and you look, you're like, holy crap, that man's huge.
It's fucking weird. But I had to change my whole diet.
Right.
Like, and all it was I was eating so much sugar, and I didn't realize I was eating sugar. Now, you won't find me hardly eating any fucking sugar. I don't drink. I drink a shit ton of beer, obviously, but I don't drink sodas or nothing like that anymore.
Yeah.
I had, I can't remember what it was, but it's like, there's a documentary. I can't remember what the fuck it's called now. I was Fed Up. It's called Fed Up. And it talks about how in one can of Coke is enough sugar for you for a whole day. Like your body can only process 30 grams of sugar a day. And everything else turns straight to fat after that. And so if you cut your Cokes out, boy, them mushrooms are kicking the fuck in over here, boy.
There you go.
If you cut your Cokes out,
right,
you'll lose weight.
That's a big thing, too.
But it's also what the sugar does to your body.
Yeah.
Like, it makes you feel bad all the fucking time.
Well, you know what sugar does to each organ, correct?
Have
you heard that before? I'll butcher his name if I say it, but there's a guy that was talking about sugar and what it does to your body. And it says sugar in your eyes is glaucoma, sugar in your pancreas, whatever. It had all these different
diabetes.
Terms. Sugar, well, it was that exactly. Right. Sugar in your brain was the dementia and your Parkinson's and stuff. And there's research that supports that, which is pretty cool. Which I don't know how far it's going to go, but people should know the sugar is,
sugar is fucking horrible for you.
It's so good.
I've seen the, like,
delicious.
Absolutely delicious. But like, I've seen different studies that I've looked into where they talk about like cancer feeds off of sugar intake.
Sure. Yeah.
And that like there's certain fasts that you can go on.
Right.
Like if you take like a straight water diet, there's people who, I can't really say that like they've proved it, but they've claimed that cutting the sugar out of your diet reduces the chance of cancer surviving and growing in your body.
If you look back to where, like, I think it's in the documentary, the only reason why I fucking know this, but
you're yamming me.
Shit. If you look back and you see like when all cancer and all these bad diseases started popping up was like in the 1940s, and it's when we started putting processed sugar and everything into our food, all this processed bullshit.
Right.
There's a correlation between the two, 100%.
Well, I think the corporation aspect is the fructose, the high fructose corn syrups, the sucralose, all these artificial things that are fake sugars your body can't process right.
Yeah.
So your body can process standard sugar to some extent, but there are
Natural sugar, like natural, what's in fruits.
Exactly.
Yeah, fruits, like stuff like that your body knows how to process.
Right.
Yeah, outside of that, I don't know what
to
do to it.
I think humans should be like high protein meat and fruit diet.
that should be the standard.
Yeah,
but it's not.
Well, if you look at it, if you look at like your body is a fucking engine, the fuel you put in is how it's going to run. So your body only knows how to eat meats, fruits, and vegetables. That's it. Like that's, oh god damn, I can't even do this.
Well, it's genetics too, because look at a silverback gorilla. It sits in the woods. And
I'm looking at one
plants.
Right now.
You're
I'm looking
at four. There's four
I'm looking
of them.
At two of them on this fucking couch.
Goddamn right.
Yeah, make it three.
Goddamn stamp,
make dude. It fucking
I
three.
Dude, I have like, I want to measure my biceps because I don't know how big that. I don't work out, dude. I don't do a fucking thing. I just literally sit there and I eat and then I'll get goddamn fat and then I'll lose some fucking weight. And for some reason, I keep getting bigger. If you look.
You are a hillbilly gorilla.
It's called Hoss.
Goddamn water or something. I don't know.
Good God.
Yeah, but no, I weigh 280 fucking pounds right now.
I want to see you and Will wrestle.
No, you don't.
I want to see you and Will wrestle.
Somebody shitting their pants, man.
If he shits himself while we're wrestling, it's going
to
be bad.
It's unreal how often I shit my pants. I don't want to. But it just happens.
I don't want to.
For, I don't know if I'm a trusting kind of guy. And I'm like,
I've never wanted to shit my pants.
I flipped the Tahoe one time and shit straight up my back.
Hey, pull your mic a little bit closer to you.
Me?
Yeah.
A little bit closer?
Yeah, you can move the mic. You can stay relaxed.
Like, as I hit the ditch and went to flip, I started just shit all over the back of myself.
So why is it a problem when I do it? You know?
It's not a problem.
Hell yeah. I like that energy.
I think he just wants to hear the story.
It's not. Yeah, I just want to hear the story again.
I'm not telling that one again for legal purposes.
Well, the shit, your pants story.
God damn, I was fucking, there was an event. I don't want to tell the story for, you know, legal reasons, but I got a physical altercation. And during the physical altercation, I had a large mess of diarrhea. And I won the physical competition.
Because of the diarrhea?
Well, fucking, I was on my way to the goddamn bathroom to take a shit when I heard my name. And I fucking dropped everything. Goddamn went to hell. We ended up tussling. I shit my whole ass. What happened?
When you hear a woman cry for help, you come a running.
Shit or not?
I'm going to shit first. You go have to wait. I'm not shitting.
You squeeze your ass cheeks together with your hand out. I'll be right back.
My stomach hurts so bad that if it starts where I have to shit, I'm not going to stop what I'm doing. I'm going straight to the bathroom. I do not care. I will not shit on myself. Not that I haven't. I would just rather not do it.
So you were about to shit, and the lady called.
Yeah, well, I was high on meth and drunk. I smoked some weed. Fucking, I was on a whole goddamn different planet.
That's a Kentucky.
Like,
that's
fucking, I wasn't.
That
you.
Is what
Kentucky
you call Kentucky Superman.
That's Kentucky speedballing. Goddamn it, you don't get drunk.
Alcohol, meth, weed, and
see, I'm telling you, that right there proves it. Giving me, it was not fucking Adderall, Kentucky speedball. I bet you, is it orange?
No, I'm talking that. I just made that up just now. fucking, because you can't pass out. So goddamn, you can get drunker, and you don't realize you're getting as drunk, but it's hard on your heart.
Yeah. Hold on. I got to timestamp something.
Yeah, go ahead and timestamp that.
Let me timestamp that as well as you know. Okay. That is. Okay.
Oh.
You know, you're kind of going up and down at the same time, so you can do both better.
Yeah.
But your heart can't handle it. See, mine's enlarged now.
Yeah.
You know, apparently that's not one of those things that you want to have big.
Well,
you know, I'm
a four-gang
kind of guy myself. We mentioned earlier the testicularis americanus. You know, these oversized fucking plums, man. Fucking USA. USA in this hoe. Quote Derek Lewis on it. My balls was hot.
Your balls were hot.
My balls was hot.
My whole body's hot right this second. How do you feel, Riley?
I told you, I'm like the thing in the movie that...
Have you gotten nauseous yet?
If I got what yet?
Have you gotten nauseous? When they start, I start to get a little nauseous.
I don't pay attention to that shit, man.
You don't pay attention to getting nauseous?
Not right this second, I'm not.
Now you go think about it.
Nah, man. Don't do this to me.
I'm fucking with you. I can always tell that mine are fixing to kick in. When I start getting like I might throw up.
Oh, mine are fucking kicked in.
Yeah, I'm good. You know what you remind me of?
What?
A caveman.
Well, that makes sense. See, if you have a knot, do you have a knot on the back of your head? Do you have a big old fucking, at the top, file your spine up, Here we go. Big ass fucking knot at the base of your skull. Yeah. Supposedly that's long lost Neanderthal genetics. Yep. And goddamn, I have the biggest knot out of anybody I've ever seen in my entire life. It's fucking real.
It means
you know, that. I tried. Apparently, I was not only not adopted, but I was had intentionally. I mean,
what the fuck did you just say?
Any sort of genetics in this shit? I don't know. The only thing I know about the maternal side of my family passed my grandpa. Like as far as family history goes, is I heard directly from him that his grandfather had an old sow that was so big that the only way he had to carry a claw hammer in her pen with her, she'd try to get him down and fucking eat him. And that's all I know about my maternal goddamn heritage past my grandparents. There's liable to be anything in there. I got some good shit and some bad shit. My liver ain't worth a fuck. It's more of a dire. You know, that's why my liver numbers are the best I've seen since I was 18. I turned 18, fucking got straight to self-medicating, boy. Hardcore.
Can we get that twice? What was that first thing you said a minute?
What?
I don't have to go.
I'm on now, motherfucker. Watch the goddamn show. Kiss my ass. What do you want to know about? Let's just fucking educate.
Oh, fuck yes.
I'm on.
You said you not only were planned, you had something.
Yeah, no, I mean, see, my dad goddamn hates me. I haven't talked to that motherfucker in 4 fucking years because he won't go to a psychiatrist. I said, look, motherfucker, you abused me as a goddamn kid. Now you're being a dick to my kid, and I'm not fucking doing this. Go get mental health assessment and shit, or I'm going to have to remove you from this butt fucking situation. You know, not literally, but it was a fucking clusterfuck. And literally, in order, that's all I said, mental health treatment, motherfucker. And he won't do it. He has not seen my daughter in 4 goddamn years. Okay? Now, one of the main things I want to do with my platform is send motherfuckers out where they are due. That's one of the perks of what I do. Okay? I don't get paid, so I can say whatever the goddamn fuck I want to. And I have daddy issues, brother.
I don't think you answered Will's question.
Okay, but no, so he hated me, and I always was like, I don't look a fucking thing like him. I'm 6 foot goddamn two. I'm on, motherfucker. I'm 6 foot goddamn two. In all of our fucking family pictures, there's like one of these things is not like the other, and he's in the back. So I have accused my parents of adopting me for goddamn years, and they always put 10 toes down. No, you were on purpose. See, one of my sisters was an accident. But I was playing. He likes her better than me. See, I think it's my head so goddamn big. I blew some stuff out on the way out. And
boy, you had that shit loaded, ready to
goddamn,
go.
I'm in my feelings.
You have got some goddamn stored up trauma.
No, you want some terabytes of fucking stories right goddamn. Now? We'll sit here and do this all goddamn day.
I feel like Will wanted you just to be like the rest of the statement. That you made while ago. He's like, no, life story.
Yeah, I was just looking for the first line.
It was the line. The delivery. I was not adopted. I was planned.
Yeah. And I think that's how you said it. It shocked me. I was, okay, yeah, we're good. Go ahead.
Smooth talking motherfucker over here.
Mm-hmm. And then you told us your whole lineage.
Next statement.
That I know of. All and that this fucking hog weighed over 900 pounds.
Yeah, all the way down to the base. Fucked the hog while holding a claw hammer or some shit.
Well, if you use loose boots, you can fucking put its legs down in there. I will tell you, if you have to hold a pig, hold it by the back legs and get it held up just well enough to where its front hooves are barely touching the ground. It'll fucking freeze.
Normally the pigs are the ones holding me.
I only know that because I had to give one penicillin. My little fucking, I was kind of half redneck, you know what I mean? Like my dad had money and shit. We had property. I grew up out in the country and shit. So there was some country, but it's not like I was really like a coal miner or some shit, you know? We moved to Lexington, you know, when I grew up. And then we ended up in fucking what is actually country. I want everybody to know there's a suburban country. There's a Woodford County, Kentucky, the suburban country where it's one of the richest areas of the fucking state. And then there is where the fuck I showed up. Okay. Like I never thought in a million years I'd be a meth head. But, you know, after getting offered this shit so many times, there is one goddamn drunk fuck up. And you are off to the races because you chase that motherfucking dragon. You can chart this shit out. And it's like pleasure. You have like sex and cocaine, and then for me, gambling, I like things different. And then you get up here, 3 sheets of paper up, and you have meth. Like, you can't explain it. And some motherfucker you can't explain it. No, that's what I'm telling you. I want to also use my platform to help people with addictions. You know,
yeah, don't tell them that story right there. You got all these things in the world, and then you got meth up here. Don't do that.
Don't fucking do that. It's too good. That's the problem. And you can make it for next to fucking nothing. We were getting $20 a gram delivered, hot off the press, son.
That is not
addicted through the nose. Addicted through the nose. The pipe wouldn't do it. The pipe would not do it. I wanted to see what happens is you take that fucking line and then you hit a Tim Tebow. You're on the floor and you're doing this. And you're starting to cry like a, and then you start crying like a little bitch. Like a little bitch. Out one eye, whatever nostril. And then all of a sudden you feel that shit come over you and you go, if you ever watch Bobby Possum calls methamphetamine. There's a scene where he has like a fucking the helmet with the horns. And he's like, that's real. You come up looking like
I don't know if this is real.
You are,
right
fucking, you are fucking just, you are invincible. Nothing means fuck all. You know what I mean? But you change so much that you don't even realize how fucking stupid you're being until like you're 6 months to a year out clean. You're like, oh, God damn.
Hashtag,
you know what I mean? Hashtag, oh, God damn. It'll fuck your shit up. Don't fuck with it, kids. Don't fuck with this shit. It's too good. That's the problem. Nothing else will mean fuck all after that. Don't do it. And you know what?
No, you're good. That is not how you deter people from doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're
doing. It seems so fun. Dude, you literally just started the Just Say Yes program.
Don't say yes to that. Don't do that, because that's the problem, because nothing else will mean fuck all. Nothing else will mean, that's the reality of it. And I guarantee, right now, where I live, if I were to call a dope man and a cop at the same
time,
the dope man
would
drop off the sack and be gone before I heard sirens. Okay? We don't have cops. We don't have cops. We literally live in an area where we spent fucking years trying to just keep people from fucking calling them so that they would leave us alone. You know what I mean? We just handled our own goddamn shit.
Like, quit doing
we don't want, we're like very kind of just like, we want to be able to drink and ride dirt bikes on the road. You know, shit like that. We're not legal, but we're moral, goddammit. You know, we might be smoking ounces, if not pounds, of marijuana every couple of weeks. Cumulative.
You know how you have like a good angel on one shoulder and a bad angel on the other one that's always telling you how to, like, what to do?
I'm both of them.
No, you're not. I literally feel these mustards have got, like, this guy is supposed to be right here all the time. Like, you're the bad voice in my head. Like, you're, me? Yeah.
I'm honored, bro. You want to go wreck a car? You want to
drink beer? I want to go do meth with you now.
You know what we're doing with my Volvo now? We're going to make a Volvo Mino, it, okay? Because I fucking launched this goddamn Volvo like 30 foot, and it turns out that harms the chassis. And so now the wheel's pointed like goddamn this, and we still drove it home. But it was so crooked, you could smell the tire burning as I was drunkenly riding in the back seat. I didn't drive the bastard after that. But I fucked it up. But now at this point, it's like it's worth a fucking goddamn strut. And then we could just hack the fucking back out. And now I have a 5-cylinder dirt bike hauling machine that I can drive fuel efficiently. I mean, gas is going to go up, y'all. I'm going to need this.
I have no fucking idea what you're talking about. But I am here for every bit of it.
We are literally going to
take my God.
We're going to take that Volvo, cut the back. It's a 4-door Volvo.
Yeah.
We're going to take it from basically El Camino back. Cut it all out.
Okay.
Of course, I'm the fabricator, so that's what I'm here to do is build the dream, you know, basically make his dreams come true. So we're going to build this, haul dirt bikes in it, cause ruckus, and have a good time, you know, and maybe do some giveaways with some of the fun stuff we build later on.
The way that you explain it, I get it.
Okay, so
you explain
here's
it,
the, here's
I don't
the
have
equation.
A fucking clue.
Here's the equation.
It's Kentucky Translate.
Here's the equation.
James.
Tuck Fard,
you don't
you have
James
Mr. Mike. You have Tuck Fard, and you have Mr. Mike. I'm like the shop teacher, teaching people stuff and building things.
That's the going back to the building the platform. We're bringing new dynamics. We have the resources to do the shit. Okay. The shit that pops up in here, the shit I'm good at, you know, like thinking outside the box. I don't have any way to make that happen. But he does. And it makes.
I have a lot of fabrication tools.
Results we can deliver. I'm dead fucking serious.
Quote
it. Follow me now.
How fast does your fucking brain fire over there?
It hurts. God damn it.
Holy
it's hard to
fucking
keep up. Mine fires quickly. His is faster.
So that's hostism right there. I'm mentally
hostism?
Hostism.
Yes, sir.
It's exactly what it is. I'm a mental fucking hoss.
God damn.
I'm a mental fucking workhorse. You want some calculations?
I definitely agree with the TISM part of that.
I didn't fucking ask for this, but here I am, and I'm trying to make the best out of it. Most disabilities shut down. Earlier, when I was kind of, it's because I was so goddamn high. I was like, I overdid that. You see me sit back for a minute? I let that bitch simmer, and now I'm on.
Oh, you're on fire.
Con fuego. That's on fire in Spanish.
The question is, what's going to be first, the Truco Scorpion or the Volvamina?
Well, fucking $75 doesn't buy a Truco Scorpion. That's not going to help us. So I don't know. Do you give their money back, like if it's a total flop?
What are you talking about?
All right, I started to GoFundMe because I want to put a fucking a backhoe arm on the back of this fucking badass OBS Ford.
You started a fucking GoFundMe for
fucking
that?
What? Some asshole fucking said he'd give $500 to it, and I said, fuck, it's free to set one up. Let's see if he does it. And he didn't. But other people gave money, and I got $75 towards it, but that's not going to build it. What do you do? Like, if you're like, ah, fuck, that ain't going to work. Can you refund that shit? I don't want to be an ass.
I'd probably give it.
We'll build something.
It ain't going to build a Truco Scorpion. We'll build something. But you see, like, we can afford a few goddamn grinding discs and fucking cut the back off of a Volvo that already got drunk and folded almost, like, in half. Like, it come down like this on the passenger front, and now the left rear door don't open.
We don't need that door. It's getting cut off.
Oh my God.
Drunk as shit. The problem was I was in a field, but the suspension was so soft in that 97. It's a 98 S70. I didn't realize I'm doing like 50 goddamn miles an hour. I'm just coming through it and I'm seeing the ramp coming closer and closer. I'm like, oh shit, we're kind of going fast. And I have the beer because I'm drinking. I'm in a field though. I think that's legal. Probably
yeah,
not.
Yeah, because we care.
It's a Coors Light. That's, if you zoom in, it's a Coors Light. And I'm zoom, and it fucking shoots beer everywhere we come down. It hits the ground and it bounces, and I'm holding the brakes, but now the car's not on the fucking ground again because it bounced up. And then it come back down and died, and we hit this huge fucking fallen tree and come around, and I fucking hit the key, and that motherfucker fired right back up. Drove it home.
The Volvo.
Yeah, the Volvo. Yeah.
Screeching tire, though.
Hell yeah.
It stinks when you're
driving. Burning rubber.
It's like
burning
a racer rubber. Going down the road now because the tires are fucking dirty.
I would never get in a vehicle with you for one.
Don't. Not if I'm drinking. Don't, bro.
I don't want to get in when you're sober, to be honest with you. God damn. You got this whole. What's that dude's name who blew up Oklahoma City?
The
Unabomber.
I've heard that comment made.
Serious?
I straight up have heard that comment.
Timothy, was it Timothy
are
McVeigh?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Is it Timothy McVeigh?
You all right now, bro?
Dude like, says, who's the dude that blew up Oklahoma City?
Do you know what the fuck I was talking about?
Did you peep how I already knew? And I said, Unabomber. It's because I've heard that comment.
You look like the guy that shot up Columbine.
I tell you the other day, I pulled up at the playground to meet my wife and daughter. And I pulled in my truck, the spot that was closest to the playground. And there were a bunch of people sitting right here. They looked at me in that OBS Ford. This face, these glasses, all 10 of them got up and walked the fuck off. And I was like,
God, man, they fucking
come
did.
On, guys. Like, I'm not that bad of a guy. I'm going to get a Fard license plate, a vanity license plate for the back of this truck. Y'all check my TikTok out. This truck's fucking badass. It's getting ready to get badasser. What I want to do is get the autism awareness plate. And right now, F-A-R-D is available in the vanity license plate, so your custom shit. I think I'm going to do that. Because this fuck, it just kind of explains it all. Like, you can go look around the truck and be like, this is well fucking built. And then you're like, oh.
What did it take to imagine it before?
I bought it from him. It's an interesting
story. It was
nice. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, the concept had to, like, for you to think it up in the first place.
What, the truck?
Yeah.
The Truco Scorpion?
Yeah.
Just smoking weed. And yeah. I was like, that'd be fucking cool as shit. I never left, like, there's certain levels of maturity where I just never really passed, like, 6 years old. Like, for instance, when I say I was born with a grown man's penis, I just mean it didn't get any bigger since then.
Well, that's cool as fuck.
That's the goal.
That's cool as fuck.
So you see how you can adjust some details and make things sound good when they're really not?
Will you please give me some water before I die?
I got
a cup.
Back to this. All right, for a small fee, I can take this motherfucking bag off right now. And y'all can know what I'm sipping on.
Crack.
Crack.
You know, it's liable to be. Like, every once in a while, you'll see.
Go on in. The church boy's here. You're going to fucking love this.
Fucking shit you'll find in the woods in a Kentucky park. You'll find bottles with duct tape around them. you might find like double A batteries, the lithium ones, cut in half.
Hold on, so, hold on. Like,
if you find a bunch of them laying on the ground, walk off.
Before you tell the rest of this. Y'all go sit back down. Y'all go sit down. Hey, before you do, turn the last pod on, the one that's muted. Huh? Yeah, before you sit down.
Hey, can I go outside and smoke a cigarette? Like, I hella need some nicotine.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll fix it.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, what time is it? Yeah, we got about 20 more minutes to record.
We didn't molest your microphone.
You didn't?
Did you get my text? Because somebody else got it this morning.
What? I didn't get it. Oh, no.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Because before that, some I had just kind of guessed what your number was from a group chat.
On that pillow.
And somebody texted me back then and was like, you probably... Yeah.
Nicholas.
Not obviously.
Nicholas.
Yeah, it will. I'm scared of that old government.
I'll throw out the whole...
I didn't know that was there.
The whole three-syllable one.
The what?
Nothing, man. Anyway. Three-syllable government name. Joshua.
Capital.
That is my name.
That's what I'm just saying. I was, never mind.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, all right.
Missed it.
Anyway.
There it was. There it went.
Well, we're back. We got about 10 minutes left. Smoke break and all that good shit that's kind of ate me up.
Oh, I haven't moved. I've been glued to this.
Mm-hmm. But Tuck had to get up.
Yeah, I had a couple of jars.
Nobody likes hearing yawning.
Rock him a piss.
What?
Rip him a cigarette.
Well, you used to have to do that shit all the
time.
No
clippings, though.
No. I got to stay in my zone. I got to have my game face on. I kind of wrap my mind around the fact that right now we're just four dudes fucking off in a room. There's four rocking. Yeah, so I can get this fucking thing rocking. Let's go. You want to get some stories?
Don't assume my gender.
I'm sorry.
There we go.
I like making fun of those people. They make me happy.
Jesus Christ.
I just had on the two of the coolest dudes you could have on those. They're called the Girl Dads. I don't know if you've seen them on TikTok.
I have, yeah.
They're cool as fuck. Like, and like they gave me a whole different outlook, which I already like that community anyway. I think they're cool as shit. I think they're good. I like anybody that's unapologetically themselves is kind of how I say it. Like, I just want you to be you. So, like, I feel like now I can make all the jokes I want.
Well, fuck yeah. You know, the reason why I don't get too much into it, I guess, is like in my real life, like I do have real life friends in that community, and it's just I don't necessarily throw it out there as much, you know. I really don't give a fuck what anybody does. Like, between consenting adults, dude, I hope that's less competition for men with women. Yeah. You know, I think it'd almost be gayer to give a shit what another guy does.
True. Fuck,
that's
yeah.
That man's butthole, yes, and that's
100% right.
And it's like, what? I don't give a. It'd be kind of gayer for me to tell them they can't do that.
Yeah,
know? I don't give a shit what you're doing with your wiener, bro.
I don't know, Riley, when he talks, are you just like you magnified to it?
What do you mean?
Like, when you talk, I'm so fucking focused.
Hell yeah.
You're like, I don't know, just like with the mushrooms and your voice go great together.
I want to be like the next generation's, like, what's his fucking name? Morgan Freeman. Like, because you never know how these sorts of things are going to go. You know what I mean? There's every chance in the world when I'm 70 years old, I'll be doing like audio.
Are you trying to do something
kids.
Different with your voice now?
No, I literally get high and it fluctuates. Like, okay. It literally just as I relax, like I'll get worked up and it'll kind of get a little higher, then it'll come back down. But that's the realism of these sorts of hillbilly accents. They change all the time. And AI can't pick it up. So I kind of feel like a lot of the times I can get messages to people and AI can't flag it because they don't know what I said.
Yeah. The guy that we keep bringing up, or I keep bringing up, James, he had to learn to talk underground pretty much. Like, went coal mining and shit up that way.
He was born in a fucking cave.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what he sounds like. And I don't fucking know. I'm high.
I'm struggling. I was struggling.
Yeah, I'm fixing to be done with this one.
I'm humming.
I'm humming. I just can't keep a train of thought is what the problem is right now.
Yeah. See, that was me and you put me on the spot big as shit earlier.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah. It fucked me all up. I was fucking high. You know, I wasn't able to get it going. It's like one of those things, you start forcing it and it's not real.
It's not.
You're exactly right.
Yeah. I feel dumb right now.
I always feel stupid dumb.
It's
not even necessarily that I'm that smart. It's just my shit's working so goddamn fast all the time.
Yeah, fuck yeah. It's got
to
be.
It's a nightmare, dude. Try going to sleep at night when this shit, like, you forget to fall asleep. It's terrible. And then some of that might be kind of, I guess you call it the recovery process. Like, you know, long periods of fasting and sleeplessness can fuck a guy up, I guess.
you know, and maybe getting your brain hot.
Your brain has definitely been fucking hot at one point in time.
You know what I mean?
Your check engine light, dude, has been on.
All right, so this is the way it sits right now. I've been hospitalized for alcohol poisoning. When Spice first came out, I overdosed on it pretty hardcore because I do everything very thoroughly. I smoke a couple of well, motherfuckers are saying, they're saying it's like pot, but legal. It was that window. You know what I mean? Like it's like marijuana, but legal. And we picked some up at the Simpsonville flea market. And this old hippie bitch,
is like. Because that's where you try when it first comes
out. That is the most Simpsonville.
I don't trust the FDA anyway because the FDA approved meth. Look up Desoxyn, D-E-S-O-X-Y-N. Meth is FDA approved, my brother. So really, they're all full of shit. You know, so maybe this hippie bitch behind the counter at the Simpsonville flea market's onto something. And she said, I can't tell you to smoke it, but if you put this one in your pocket, you'll feel very relaxed. Or if you put this one in your pocket, you'll be more uppity. And it was really just Chinese newspapers with chemicals. Like you, if you broke them up, there would be Chinese letters on it.
Oh
like
my
you shredded
God.
Up newspapers with chemicals on it.
Oh my
but fucking me, being the guy that I am, you know, trusting and whatnot, I smoked a gram of one called Lotus, and another one had fire on the package. Oh. And I fucking went in the bathroom and I started throwing up into the toilets, and then I'd pass out, and my head would hit the water,
God.
And I'd wake back up, and then fucking I started crappie flopping. I guess I laid down on the ground.
You started what? Coffee flopping?
Crappie flopping, season out. I started having a seizure, and my wife, God love her, dude. Like, she's seen all this shit. She's seen the worst sides of me, dude. I used to be a heavy drinker, too. I got stories about that. You see, but no, she was mad at me because she thought I was just banging on the bathroom door. And it turns out, no, I was having a seizure. It was my foot. And then... So anyway, by the time the ambulance get there, and I'm a big boy in a small half bath, and I flop back behind the toilet, and I'm wedged in there. Like they almost had to rip the toilet out to get me out, so I didn't flop back in there, you know what I mean? I was just kind of wedged in place. But I fucking came to as they're picking me up, and they put me on this gurney, and then they fucking strapped me down, and I was tripping balls, dude. And they're like, their faces were melting off, and they were ghouls and shit. And I'm like, fuck me! And they got me into the hospital, and I was all right. You know what I mean? But then there was the meth overdose. She didn't even know I was doing drugs. I was a dick, dude. I was a dick. Like, the shit ran my life behind the scenes. Like, I was able to cover it up well. You wouldn't know if you didn't know what you were looking for. And that woman
had
no
saw
fucking
the signs.
Idea what was going on.
I got one
lying.
Question. I got one question.
You know what? I had these problems out of it.
Did you see, were the letters found on the Chinese newspaper before or after smoking it?
Between. No, it's like, I mean, I was interested. What right. the fuck is
what
this?
Is
it's not the consistency of flour, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it was like, oh shit, that's a
paper
lot of
mache.
But,
with some tea.
Oh my God.
And this woman,
you racist fuck. I just realized what you meant with Chinese newspaper. You're talking about rice paper.
No, I'm literally serious. It was if
oh,
you
went
unfolded,
to like a newspaper.
No, if you unfolded,
it was rice paper.
Like a newspaper.
It would be with the letters on it. They had shredded up newspapers. And if you unfolded it enough, you'd see Chinese, Oriental, you know, something, those sorts of symbols.
Well, then I'm the racist fuck because I thought you meant that you got it.
No, it was literally Chinese newspapers. It was the consistency of newspapers, like shredded up real fine. If you found some of the bigger chunks and unfolded them, the characters on it.
I literally just thought you were a genius.
It just had the chemicals
no,
in it.
No,
I did.
Not really that
you
should have
went
along.
I thought you were a fucking genius with that joke. Yeah.
No, you can use it if you want to, though.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
Go ahead, piggyback it.
I will. I say a lot of fucked up shit towards the Chinamans.
The Chinamans.
There's a really good song I like by George Jones. Have you heard the Old Chinee yet?
Oh, I gotta go.
He's so good.
I gotta go to Top Golf.
Guys, tell them where they can find you on social media. We're gonna get out of here because when it starts doing racisms. And it's me, usually when I end the show.
I check out.
There's a whole country of them some bitches I ain't trying to piss off right now.
I don't think I have many followers there, but I do have some. I believe Nigeria, and I don't know how that happened.
Someone's lost.
But right now I'm on TikTok, tiktok.com/TUCKOLASFARDLEIN. I ain't even going to explain how I got there, but I'm Tuck Fard. It's not my government name. I'd be a fool to do that. But we're looking to branch out on more platforms. I'll let you know when that happens. We also recently opened a merch store, and it is tuckfardmerchstore.com. Get yourself a t-shirt, and then tag me in a video, and I'll answer. You wearing the cool shirt. It's my face. So that makes it awesome.
Fuck yeah. Well, fellas, I appreciate y'all coming to hang out. Riley.
We had a blast.
Love you.
Love you,
dude. I'm so glad to be back around you this week.
Oh, yeah.
Miss you so much. And it's a pleasure meeting both of you guys. You can drop your social media stuff, too, if you want.
Yeah, to. Yeah. It's Hamilton Welding and CNC on Instagram and TikTok as well. I'm sitting here partnered with this man trying to help him in the things he needs help with, which is behind the scenes merch store stuff, helping him with the podcast launch, helping him with all that stuff, being that, you know,
right here. You got to let me know as soon as you launch it. We'll do like a collab thing with it.
The really, merch store, it's our, it's
live. No, the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you start the podcast, we'll do an episode or something, and we'll drop it on both platforms, on both shows. Sweet, or whatever. Man. Have you blow up right off the bat.
Well, I really appreciate it, man, because this is a big opportunity for me to be able to showcase my skills, my adaptability, and shit. You took a risk. Well, having me on here, because, man, I ain't going to lie.
You're a fucking caveman, dude.
I am
funny, bro.
I am reformed, but, you know, I still...
Don't be.
I'm a liability.
I've never seen somebody, and I was like, I wish they wouldn't have got clean more in my life. Like, I wish you were still strung the fuck out, because I would imagine it is hilarious. I know that's very selfish of me, but it'd be funny as fuck.
Man, if it wasn't just quite, like I said, it's too good. That's the problem. Like, if... You cannot go back and just do it goddamn once. No, sir. That's where a lot of people fuck up, but you missed a good time.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Scroll back on TikTok.
Literally.
Scroll back.
I feel bad for a second saying it, but then you're like, you missed a good time. And it's like, that's what I'm getting
I mean,
at.
But, dude, I mean,
I probably wouldn't have let you like stay at my house or anything. But it'd be fun to have been around you for a little bit.
I never did any stealing. I never really? Did any stealing. I couldn't do it. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, I guess I did so well in that sort of, because, man, people took care of me. I met a lot of really beautiful, awesome, cool people in trap houses that just shit went sideways. I'm serious.
Trap house
friends are the best friends. To this day, I will never turn on them. I'd never fucking utter their name. I'd never get, because those motherfuckers took care of me when my stupid ass got in over my head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, those I will always consider to be my friends. Unfortunately, at this point, for my being clean, I'm unable to go that route anymore. You know, I can't do that. My sobriety has to mean...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
that's not the word
I'm pretty sure
it.
That's like the first step. Don't hang out in trap houses or like those people anymore.
Well, you see, when you're as likable of a guy as I am, it's like motherfuckers introduce you to motherfuckers, introduce you to motherfuckers, and next thing you know, there's a fucking piece of number two gravel of meth on the table, and you're like, what in the goddamn fuck did I just show up to? You know what I mean? But fuck, free drugs, you know? You don't leave. But you meet some of the most beautiful fucking people, because they're the ones that just traditionally life did kick their asses because they were such, you know, an intricate soul, if you will. And I want to push, I want to use my platform to get help to people. Cause if I could pay for every one of them motherfuckers to get clean, I would in a fucking heartbeat, because people don't talk about how hard it is. Let's say you get arrested with dope. Fucking, you go to jail. When you get out, a lot of these people, like their family, have kind of left them. You know, they don't really have any support. Where else do they have to go to even have a roof over their head? Bam. And then it just takes right off again. There's not a sustainable option for them. And I would love to make enough money to where someday I can call every one of them motherfuckers up and say, pack your bags, you're going to whatever rehab, however you need to do it, we're getting you there. Because I love those people and I always will. They took care of me when I got in over my fucking head, dude. Like, they would let me know what to steer clear of, how to kind of navigate it for a long time. Because, man, really, I was out of my element. I should not have been any of those fucking places. But this addiction took off and I saw how easy it can happen. You know, and now I would love to be able to help.
You're a good dude, not as funny. You got a good heart, dude.
I appreciate it, man. Like, I want to be able to do this and make money and use my wit to bring people laughter. But at the same time, the whole goal is to make a fuckload of money, right?
Yeah.
What do you use your money on? For me, I'm pretty easy to fucking please. You give me a fucking dirt bike and a truck and a roof. I live in a single wide trailer, but it's 80 foot long. You know what I mean? Like, I got the super single. Yes, sir. They do not make a bigger single wide goddamn trailer than mine, motherfucker. I have the nicest house on the ridge, or mobile home, I mean.
There's a really nice house out there. It's tucked way back in the woods. There's some beautiful places in rural Kentucky, brother.
You'll have to take me there sometime.
Dude, it's fucking badass. You got to come up and visit.
We'll have you out for that show.
You will see some goddamn shit.
Oh, I know you will. That's why I want to go. I want to see you in your natural goddamn habitat so bad right there.
All right. Now, a lot of people have said that. Have you ever, you want to go turtle noodling? I'll teach you how to do it.
Nope.
Shit you not.
I don't want to do nothing like that. I am not even kind of turned on.
I'm a bad
I'm not even kind of turned on by anything like that.
Turtle noodling.
But growing up in Woodford County, man, there are very few venomous snakes. You'd be surprised. I saw maybe one or two actual copperheads the entire time I was growing up. Well, there's a lot of similar looking snakes that people mistake for copperheads, but these ponds on these horse farms and shit like that, a snapping turtle's a risk to $1 million horse. If it bites it on its hoof and or you know above its hoof and it gets a.
Did we already have this conversation?
We may have.
I don't think so.
No,
not on the show. But have me and you talked about that?
We might have talked about it, but so I started fucking noodling damn snapping turtles like when I was like 18 years old, and I made money at it. It turns out it's actually illegal in the state of Kentucky to sell a snapping turtle, and I didn't know that. So really, you know, I was straight up out here slinging snapping turtles and shit. I used to sell them to a guy that made clocks out of the shells because I was able to get bigger turtles than he was jugging out of his creek. I'd get ones that wouldn't fit in the bottom of a goddamn Herbie.
You know what jugging is, right?
Okay. He fucking gave me $20 for one. It was 38 point something pounds. It wouldn't sit in the bottom of one of those roadside trash cans. And he got it mounted on his coffee table. He's in Bardstown.
I sold that bitch
on Craigslist for $20. I just wanted to see anybody buy it. I didn't know it was illegal in the state of Kentucky. Before the law found out, he found the ad, got a hold of it, gave me $20 for that snapping turtle. He took it to a taxidermist. It's on his coffee table. He lives in Bardstown. He makes a big shine. He's got a 100-gallon fucking steel. Jesus. You can smell it when you're coming up his driveway.
You're going to be fucking rich, my dude.
I would fucking love it.
But
what do you do with the money? Like, I think I would love to purchase a roughly 3,000 square foot home. Because any more space that you purchase that you use on a daily basis is going to fill up with bullshit. You got to AC, heat it, everything. I want a complete basement, though. I want a concrete foundation because I love aquariums. You can't put an aquarium in a mobile home. All right, fall on the goddamn floor.
I'm done. I don't... I'm done.
Unless you know
your
what you're
fucking
doing.
Brain goes 1,000 miles
Welcome
an hour.
To the shit show.
We top golfing today?
Why not?
All right, let's get the fuck out of here. Thank y'all for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. Follow these boys on social media. I love y'all. We'll see you soon.
Peace.
Hoss.
That was fucking.
Dude.
You're still going there.
Oh my God, I'm going to clip you out so good.
Fucking.